Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fannin split out wide to the left on third down. To the end zone. It is caught. Njoku for a Cleveland Browns touchdown.
NFL Network with the call. Dylan Gabriel, 19 of 33 for a 190, 2 touchdowns. But the Cleveland Browns can't hold on to the lead. They lose 21-17 to the Vikings in London.
Yeah, there's some, and I think rightfully so, some questioning of how Stefanski handled this situation. I thought Dylan Gabriel acquitted himself pretty well.
I did too.
Like, surprisingly well under the circumstances. These are two good coaches. They both, I think, have dealt with some quarterback adversity and won more games than a lot of mediocre coaches would. That's a big, big win for O'Connell. Had he lost both those games in London and coming back and turning it over to McCarthy, which I think is probably what they want to do. Because I don't know, like, how much of this Wentz you can ride. Like, you know,
he's
like
fun.
A couple of weeks, but like four or six weeks of that starts feeling like Jameis. But like the Browns fight, and Gabriel might have a future in the league. I don't think he's their long-term starter, but he might be able to stick in the league as a backup or a bridge guy if you draft somebody this year and he doesn't have to be ready for week one. They're running the ball well. This kid,
Junkins legit.
They got him going.
Yeah,
Junkins was good. Gabriel, but let's be honest, guys. If you would have told Kevin Stefanski that, hey, you're going to have a 17-14 lead with 3 minutes to go in the game, and the Vikings go 80 yards on the defense, that
you
has gotten
not
a ton
have
of
thought
praise.
That was going to happen.
Exactly. It was a gut punch loss for them.
Did you see that the Will Ricard, the kicker, tried a field goal and it hit a wire? It looks like it hit a wire.
And the league's trying to deny it?
Yeah, it looks pretty clear like it hit a wire. Yeah. Like, that should have been, like, it takes a real wanky right turn.
Well, they're trying to, I think, say that, because their hurricanes are not like our hurricanes, but there was like a serious weather. Because I watch a lot of soccer.
Yeah.
And like, talking about
the
podcast. Like, they were dealing with winds and weird gusts because of a weather event going on over there. But yeah,
it didn't look like it hit a wire.
This division is like,
it's, really
it's bad. As bad as it's been. I mean,
the AFC North, you're talking? Yeah.
Long time.
Well, let's go to another game. And a funny thing happened on the way to what looked like to be a coasting Eagles win. They're up 17-3 in the fourth quarter. The Broncos score 18 unanswered to win 21-17. And Sean Payton, their head coach, talks about how they were able to battle back.
Well, when you look at the first half, we lined up illegally. We had a false start. We had two or three MEs. And I said to him at halftime, I thought defensively we were playing well. I said, man, we talked about the game we had to play coming in here, and we're not doing it. So I think we had some – look, we knew it wasn't going to be 6-7 yards a carry. It's a good run defense, but you know, we got to keep, you know, kind of hitting that bag, and I thought we did. I thought we controlled most of the fourth quarter.
So oh, yeah. They come back and win the game. How about going for two there to take the lead, 18-17, yes. And Bo Nix hits his old friend Tony Franklin for the Troy Franklin for the two-point conversion. Tony Franklin, I think, was a kicker for the Eagles in the 80s.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Alas, Bone doesn't know that. But how about J.K. Dobbins? He's either scored a touchdown or had 100 yards, I think, in every game this year for the Broncos. Kind of under the radar, dude. But the
they've
Broncos,
got Bo Nix going again. He understands how to manage moments of a game and stay within himself for the most part. Got a little away with it early in the season, especially week one at Tennessee, but you could expect that coming off of the season, the sort of freshman season he had. Guess who's allowed the, people were trying to tell me that Denver's defense had slipped. Who do you think's allowed the fewest offensive touchdowns in the league, which is 6 so far?
I'm going to guess Denver.
The Ravens give up 6 a game. It's the Denver Broncos. I thought the Broncos could make the AFC Championship game.
You did.
I thought the Broncos had the best defense in the conference. It's them or the Texans. I thought Bo Nix would be fine. I thought they'd get a better run game going. I thought they'd win that division. I would not discount any of that. The Chargers are in big, big trouble on their offensive line right now. And, like, I mean, Denver, look, to lose the heartbreaking games like they lost and then to come back and be the first team to be, Jalen Hurts had won 18 straight games he'd started and finished.
Well, looking at the Eagles, though,
it's broken.
Why did they
can't
not
run the ball or really throw the ball?
They didn't even try to run the football yesterday. They didn't even try. Dude, you were up the whole game until the fourth quarter and Saquon had 6 carries. How is that possible? 38 passes to 11 carries?
Looks like they miss Kellen Moore. And I'm not a big Kellen Moore guy.
And clearly you want to satisfy Devontae
Smith.
Well,
they're trying to get the wide receivers back on board.
But sheesh.
But, I mean, look, they'll be fine. But I think it'll be an ugly game Thursday night with the Giants.
Let's go to Seattle, finally. A great old-school uniform. Seattle and Tampa. Tampa Bay comes back to win 38-35. Old friend Mike McDonald, who's 4-8 at home.
Can't win at home. Great on the road.
Talks about the loss.
Then, which they've done all year. They're a very tough football team. They're a very good football team. But I have to do better on with our defensive game plan and our execution and how we call it. When you put up a performance like that, it means that that I didn't prepare them well enough. So it hurts. It stings. It should, because our guys work extremely hard and they care. But we're going to use this to move forward, and that's the only thing we can do. So we're going to take it on the chin and move forward tomorrow and learn from it and grow and go get ready to play our best game against Jacksonville. So it's really that simple. Our offense played great. Our special teams played great. And I'm sure there's things on that end, too, you know, with penalties and things like that we got to fix. But we'll learn from all those things and move forward. But we have to do that.
So matchup of former Carolina Panther quarterbacks. Baker Mayfield threw for 379 and 2 touchdowns. Sam Darnold, 341, 4 touchdowns. He threw a late interception, but it banged off a guy's helmet.
He rallied him late in the fourth quarter, gave him the lead. They couldn't hold it. Baker Mayfield might mess around and win an MVP award.
Yeah.
They're dealing with, you want to talk about a team dealing with a lot of injuries. Go look who's playing offensive line for them. Then they lose the every down back. They lose Mike Evans. They've had all kinds of issues on defense.
Emeka Buka's a stud.
Yes, he is. Baker Mayfield has the most passing touchdowns in the league since he got to Tampa. He's also the best road-covering quarterback in the NFL since he got to Tampa.
Also got the clutch gene. How many game-winning drives this season? It's like all of their wins.
And me and Beltway Ben were talking about before the show. Fans need to stop taunting Baker Mayfield. Because that's like jet fuel for that
dude. Yeah. I mean, dude, he's become likable to me. Like, done a complete reverse.
Don't piss off Baker Mayfield, though. He's just going to shove it down your throat. Coming
a lot
up
of
next,
respect for that dude.
You know who's not shoving the ball down the other team's throat? The Ravens running game.
Oh, they tried.
So we get to the Derrick Henry. Can this work without Lamar Jackson and with this O-line? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.